Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
What's happening, everybody? It's our streaming show, afternoon edition, here on Fantasy NBA Today. Want to get you guys maximized, volumized. We're like a great shampoo and conditioner combo here on Fantasy NBA Today. Shampoo in the morning, conditioner in the afternoon. We go on second. We leave the hair silky and smooth. You guys want to know what's going on? Of course you do. It's time to figure out where to drop our schedule plays today. This day is a little bit more clear than other days this week because, first of all, there are very few options. And then among those options, there's some pretty obvious delineations between them. Let's start with the teams that have the worst schedules starting today, so you know where you should be punting from. Team number one, worst schedule in the NBA, your Los Angeles Lakers. Laker girls. I can't do Lawrence Tanter. No one can do Lawrence Tanter. One game the rest of this week and only one game the first 4 days of next week. Lakers' schedule is a disaster. Disaster. We don't need any more analysis than that. Fringe guys are obviously gone. You're holding on to LeBron, you're holding on to AD, and then you're holding on to D'Lo, and you're barely holding on to Reeves. I mean, you got to try to, if you can, but also if you're really up a creek and that's the guy you've got who has the bad schedule, then you know what you got to do about it. Luckily, they're not the only bad schedule, because while the Lakers have a terrible schedule to start next week, there are actually quite a few teams that have an equally bad schedule the rest of this week, just provided we don't go any deeper into the board, then the Lakers lose out by quite a lot, because a lot of these teams, you know, they got two games. Lakers and these other teams have 2 games over 6 days. Lakers have, I think, 2 games over 5 days, actually. But these other teams all play by Tuesday of next week, and many of them roll into slightly better schedules thereafter. Either way, though, the schedule the rest of this week is awful. One game over 4 days, which matches up with what the Lakers have. And these teams, they're multitudinous? No? Is that a word? Yeah, that's a word. Yeah. All right, didn't get that wrong. Cleveland, Golden State, Indiana, Memphis, Minnesota, Sacramento. 6 other teams besides the Lakers, 7 teams in total, have 1 game the rest of this week. Luckily for you guys, there are 3 teams that play 3 times the rest of this week. Ho, 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 ho. I know. Meaning, there are multiple opportunities for you to turn a 1 game rest of week into a 3-game rest of week. Yeah, I'm all hopped up on Tootsie Pops. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? 3 is the correct answer. And that's how many options you have this week to move off the bad teams, 7 bad schedules to 3 good ones. Those that are watching live with us on YouTube or on social media, welcome to Fantasy NBA Today. That's for everybody, actually. You guys can see my name there at the bottom of the screen. It's at Dan Bespris on Twitter, DanBesBris. Please, friends, take just a second here in the middle of your day, in the middle of your show, to like and subscribe. I think 4 or 5 of you actually did that during our morning show today, which makes me think maybe we found some new people out there, even on the YouTubes. Our viewership is exceptionally high on Twitter these days, so that's pretty cool. Thanks, Twitter. If you're watching on Twitter, please do follow. If you're watching on YouTube, go find me. If you're listening after the fact, please go find me. Again, like, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Check out our buddies at manscaped.com. Promo code PRUMO. Your promo code there is ETHOS20 to get 20% off and free shipping on your order at manscaped.com. Also, check out the show description for a link to our free Discord where I do some of my tweet storms on nights where I have other things that keep me out late. And that's the promo stuff. What I failed to do here during the beginning of the show was to actually enlarge the picture of the schedule grid on your screen. So you can see now we're on March the 14th already. Today, you've got those three choices we mentioned. Tomorrow, if you were to wait it out, there are not that many outstanding options, but one very, 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 very good one tomorrow that stands out ahead of the pack. That's the Utah Jazz. So if you're holding and your league goes through next week, Utah is the team you want to do starting on Friday. Otherwise, it's the stuff I already told you guys about. And then Charlotte has a back-to-back starting tomorrow so that you could, I guess, say is somewhat relevant. But the stuff for today is really straightforward. You know, you got three teams. Two of them play a back-to-back today, tomorrow. The other one plays a back-to-back over the weekend. And those are the teams where you want to pivot to. So let's take that screen down for a moment. And I think we'll get a word from one or two of our partners over on the Believe Network while I pull up your choices that you can use this week. Those of you that are watching live just saw me stare blankly into the sky for about 4 seconds. But that's where a commercial is going to go. And maybe YouTube throws one in there. Hell if I know. What do you get when you cross an elephant and a rhino? So here's your choices. I've already given you the teams that you need to move on from. I didn't go into as much detail as, frankly, I should. So let's backtrack to that just for a moment here. The teams with the bad schedules I told you about. Lakers, which, again, not a ton of what you'd call traditional fringy options on the Lakers. Cleveland, Golden State, Indiana, Memphis, Minnesota, Sacramento. Those six teams do have a bunch of fringe options. So Cleveland, your fringe options are Caris LeVert, George Niang, Sam Merrill, Isaac Okoro. That's probably it. Your Golden State fringe options are, I would even go so far as to say, Andrew Wiggins, Brandon Pajemski, Trayce Jackson-Davis. Even Draymond Green, frankly, is fringy. He's not as good as everybody remembers. It's been about 2-3 years since Draymond had a real top 100 season. The only non, even Klay Thompson, frankly. But you probably hold on to Klay because you're, you know, you're hunting threes. It does muck up the build of your team if you lose his, you know, 12-plus three-pointers every week. But Golden State has a bunch of guys that are fringe level. Indiana's fringe level guys would be like an Aaron Nesmith. He's fringe level right now. TJ McConnell is fringe level. Halliburton, Pascal, Miles Turner, those are the guys that you hold through this. Everybody else basically is fringe level. For Memphis, you probably weren't head-to-head streaming many Grizzlies anyway because they're a, you know, who the hell's going to play on a given night. Minnesota, Gobert is a hold. Anthony Edwards is a hold. I don't think, in a head-to-head, I don't think you need to hold Naz Reid. And then Sacramento, your fringe level guys would be Harrison Barnes, Kevin Huerter, Keon Ellis, Fox, Sabonis, Keegan Murray. Those guys probably stay. We'll go above the cut line. And I know you're like, oh, Dan, I only have like one of those guys. Okay, yeah, I get it. So if you don't have a bunch of these one-game weeks, then maybe today's not the streaming day for you. But I happen to have George Niang on one team. I happen to have Aaron Nesmith on one team. What else do I have out there floating around? I think I might. I have a Brandon Pajemski in one spot, I believe. No, it's a. But I don't know. Dropped him a while back. TJ McConnell, I have in a couple of spots. So, Niang was the one that I have in multiple places because the Cavs are coming off a pretty good scheduling stretch. It's why I don't have that many of the other guys. But you might. You know, maybe you were playing for the back to back that Indiana had, or the Memphis back to back. I don't know. You probably don't have any Wolves because their schedule's been crap for a while now. Sacramento, you probably don't have many, although they had a back-to-back. So maybe you took the plunge on a Keon Ellis. Regardless of what you did to get you to this point, those guys are all droppable now in a one-game week because the options, even though they're somewhat limited, mind you, there's probably only three or four guys that are maybe five that are usable and probably only like two of them aren't on rosters right now. It's still better to get three games. We did this math yesterday. Three games from a crap player versus one game from an okay one. Not a star, but okay versus crap, you almost always go with three because it's going to win out. It just always does. And other people in your league are not going to see it that way, which is a good thing for you Because they're going to be out there looking at the schedule of who's playing tonight. They're just going to be like, all right, who's out there tonight that has an okay fill-in opportunity? So Jock Landale is going to get picked up in some spots out in Houston. Kobe White's missing a game in Chicago, so maybe you'll see Torrey Craig or Andre Drummond get picked up. And let's see, Philly. Dallas with Luka out. Someone's probably going to pick up, Tim Hardaway Jr., which might be worth it because he might take a ton of shots. But you might also see someone like a Derrick Jones or a Josh Green or a Dante Exum get picked up. Or let's say Malik Beasley's out in Milwaukee and someone decides they want to go take a shot at a freaking... By the way, he's questionable. We don't know what's up with Beasley yet. But anyway, the point is, someone in your league is going to look at the players tonight and say, who's my good fill-in option? Is it Dort in Oklahoma City? Is it Cason Wallace out there? But you're clever. You're looking at the three teams that have three games in four nights the rest of this week, which is Phoenix, the Clippers, and Washington. Those three teams play three games in four nights. There aren't that many streaming options on them. For Phoenix, it's Royce O'Neal. That's it. For the Clippers, it's Terrence Mann, possibly Amir Coffey, if we find out Kawhi Leonard and or James Harden are out. They're both questionable for this ballgame. Possibly Bones Highland, but I don't trust him because the minutes are 18 to 20 range. It's really not very much. And then possibly Daniel Tice, but it's not great. So probably more towards the man, Coffey, and then obviously Norman Powell if he's out there. And then with the Wizards, Corey Kispert is probably already picked up, but if he's not, he obviously becomes a very interesting one. Bilal Coulibaly is an interesting one. You probably don't go beyond that. We got some questions about Tristan Vukovic, who's coming over from Partizan Belgrade. I don't think he's playing tonight, but even if he does, I can't imagine the minutes are going to be all that high. So you don't have that many choices. Four, maybe? What did I say? Four, five players? But almost any one of those guys, particularly, and like, obviously, if Corey Kispert's out there, you pick it up because three games of him the rest of this week with guys out for the Wizards, that's golden. But presumably, he was already on a roster. So you're looking more at, like a Terrence Mann or Royce O'Neal. Those are probably the guys that are on the waiver wire in your league. And you're wondering, is this worth it? And you're looking at Royce O'Neal's last game where he put up a goose egg in scoring. And you're thinking, is this actually worth it? And the answer is, yeah. Over some of those guys we talked about that were fringe level or ever so slightly perhaps above fringe level, turning those guys into a three-game week, even if it's someone that's not very good, like a Terrence Mann, it tends to be worth it. And you can go and you can look at the numbers these guys have put up and you can say, oh my God, Terrence Mann, these numbers are crap over the last 2 weeks. Like, is this someone that do I actually really need this dude on my fantasy team? And the answer is no, you don't really need him on your fantasy team. But if you roll all three of those games together, two bad ones and one good one, you got three steals, two blocks, 30 points, four three-pointers, a couple of rebounds, couple of assists, but he did it on decent percentages as well. And you're just not going to get that out of a one-game week, and you're probably not going to get that out of a two-game week from some of these other fringe-level guys. You might get it out of a two-game week. You might. But it's so much safer to go three. Because what if you got two decent games out of Terrence Mann? What if you picked him up? Like, look at his game log lately, and you can see, yeah, there's some really quiet down games, and there's a couple of okay ones. What if your three-game cross-section, instead of being two bad ones and one good one, what if it was two good ones and one bad one? What if it was not this most recent three, but the very previous, games two, three, and four going back? That's 38 points, 5 boards, 6 three-pointers. This is why you tend to lean towards the three-game weeks. Of all of these guys, Royce O'Neal's probably my favorite because at least he gets a little bit of everything where, Terrence Mann, he doesn't really assist. He doesn't really get steals or blocks. Royce O'Neal does steal, does block, does hit threes, does rebound, does assist. His percentages are worse. So that's why Terrence Mann sometimes has the edge there. And if you're needing to win percentages, that maybe is a reason to tit that direction. But these are guys that in three games, you're almost guaranteed to get more than one of your dudes in one. You could look to see if there's a two-gamer out there who's really, really, really good. That's not fully out of the question. If there's a two-gamer who's like above, way above the cut line, then you think about it. I don't know who that would be. Who's a guy playing two games rest this week who's really good, who's sitting on waiver wire? Someone's probably picked that dude up already. Right? I mean, you're probably in a pretty competitive spot in your head-to-head. Someone probably has him. You know, who are the guys that might go twice? Like, what if Gary Trent played tomorrow? That'd be a guy you'd pick up with two games instead of three, and you might win out in that spot. I'm looking at a competitive league I'm in, and, like, sorting by players that are hot over the last week, 2 weeks, the guys with two games are still not good. I mean, honestly, Jock Landale's probably your best option of two gamers, and you're mostly hunting field goal percent and some defensive stats with him. You get two games out of that. Is that really going to be better than three out of Terrence Mann? It'd probably be close. Mann probably outscores him three games to Landale's two. Jock probably beats him in defensive stats and rebounds. Mann almost definitely wins three-pointers there. It's hard, man. It's hard to beat the three-gamer when you got one or two. It's just such a massive advantage to have an extra game or two. All right, let's get this sucker posted for folks that are listening after the fact. Good luck. Tomorrow, we'll have our big weekend review show in the late morning. It's my kiddos' day at preschool where the parents come in, we read a book and all that stuff. So the morning is a bit chewed up. We will not have our big weekend review show until the later morning. And then much closer to tip tomorrow afternoon, we'll try to get a second show going that will be, again, more streamery, but also kind of looking towards next week as well. So we'll try to take you through the weekend, guys that you can stash, schedules leading into next week, all that good stuff. Good luck tonight, everybody. Let's try to hold on. Let's win this playoff week. I'm Dan Vesperus, at Dan Vesperus on social media. I'll see you guys soon.